This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, oh my gosh, the week is almost over. And do I have a treat for you tonight?
And in case you're wondering, yes, I am aware about 30 minutes ago or so, New York grand jury voted to indict Trump. I am aware of it. It's a sham indictment. We're not wasting another freaking show on these sham indictments and these political persecutions. All right.
I was thinking about it last night after I got home, and I was thinking to myself, you know, that was a great show, Jesse. You did great work. That what, Chris? That's what was going through my head. But I also thought to myself this. They need a little history. I mentioned Hannibal and the Battle of Cannae, and I just breezed right over it. And I show up today, I got 20 emails of people yelling, I don't know what you're talking about. Could you explain it? 1 hour from now, you history lovers, buckle up. Politics gets set aside for however long it takes me. We're doing some history on the Jesse Kelly Show, but we have a mountain of other stuff to get to. The trans protests today and why they're all the GOP's fault. We're going to talk about accountability and the lack thereof. Jesse was right once again. Remember when I told you not to protest in New York City? Oh, yeah, I'm right. We have China on the move. Apparently, Brazil's going to join them. And the Ivy League's expensive. And why? I think that's hilarious. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But we are going to pause on all that for just a second and do something really quickly here. 9 people died. 2 Army helicopters, 101st Airborne, crashed. Black Hawk helicopters. They crashed. It was a training exercise in Kentucky. 9 service members dead. 1, pray for those families. Just like every other tragedy, when you're taken before it's expected, man, none of those families woke up and thought they were going to get that call today. Just doesn't go through your head. And then you get that call. Let's pray for those families. All right. All of us here at the Jesse Kelly Show family, let's all say a prayer for those families tonight. That's 1. 2. You've heard me say this before if you've listened to the show. I consider these people to be heroes. The same as if they had died in Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam or anywhere else. I consider these people to be heroes. When you have a job in the military, whatever it is, when you have a military job, this applies to cops, firemen, things like that, but for a military job, your job is life and death. That is what your job is. Because your job is life and death, the training for that job will involve a risk of death. It simply will. And it has to. Training has to be dangerous to do that job, or else you're not training the right way. Now, I don't know the details, nor do I care if there was a screw up or a mechanical malfunction. None of that stuff matters to me at all. I consider these people to be heroes. And frankly, I consider them to be war heroes, because what happened is they're gone. They're dead. They lost their lives. But because of them losing their lives, the military will make adjustments in the future to training and combat. Their lives were not given in vain. Their lives, their deaths meant something. They gave their lives so others in the future will live. And we won't have that list of names. We won't know that 20 years from now, your son, your daughter, maybe one of my sons, will live because of the lessons learned from this. You're never going to get a list of names. but they will. And that's the reality of it. And I think all nine of them deserve, well, they deserve a lot more than this, but don't you think Taps is appropriate? I sure do. Semper Fi, brothers. All right. All right. It's enough. Let's focus here for a second. We on the right, we have, I think we make a mistake. And it's probably not one we're aware of. And it's one that I think we need to fix. In fact, it's not I think, it's one I know we need to fix. And here's what it is. We talk a lot. We talk so much on the right about personal responsibility, don't we? Personal responsibility. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. No, it's no one else's fault. It's your fault. Personal responsibility. And let me be clear, I'm glad we talk like this. That's true. Look in the mirror. That's where your problems lie, right? I'm glad we talk about this. All the problems I've had in my life, anything bad I've gone through in my life, you know who's been the author of it? Me. And now I'm a world famous author, and you can buy the book at jessekellybook.com, Chris. And no, seriously, I've been the author of all my pain and suffering. My fault. At least partially responsible, if not wholly responsible. And we talk about personal responsibility a lot, but when we bring it up, we're almost always bringing it up to blast the communists, to blast the left. Why do you need your welfare check? Personal responsibility. Why do you need this? Personal responsibility. Why do you need that? Personal responsibility. Okay? That's fine, too. Blast away those communists. I can't stand them either. Tell them they need to grow up and buck up. That's fine. But we don't use it on ourselves. And this is what I mean. This is what I mean. You know, there's all these headlines today. Trans Day of Vengeance protests in Nashville. Trans activists storm the Kentucky Capitol today. Okay, so I have trans activism out there. In fact, this is just a little bit of audio, not that you're going to make anything out of it, of the trans and the students and the little communist activists interrupting an official proceeding today in the Tennessee state legislature. Yeah, we got it, we got it.
No justice, no peace,
we got it. Okay, all right. And you know what I've seen all day long about this? All day long, you know what I've seen? This is ridiculous! Who are these people? This just hurts them. This is stupid. This is crazy. You know what I've seen? I've seen it all day long from the right. Not from the left, from the right. Well, you know it's not their fault, right? Vicious little communist monsters are going to be vicious little communist monsters. I don't look at the rabid Wolverine and blame him when he bites me when I'm holding a gun in my hands. I blame myself. Because I have another headline that I think pairs really, really nicely with these ones. Headline. Grim milestone. January 6th political prisoner Jake Lang has now been held in prison for 800 days without trial. So let's talk about personal responsibility and ownership. You see, when the right protests and it gets even slightly out of hand, the Democrats in the Capitol Police and the FBI and the federal government, they will take all those people on the right and they will throw them in a dark hole, sometimes for 800 days without trial. But when vicious little communist monsters protest in a blue place like Tennessee, red governor, red AG, red state legislature, red across the board, we whine and complain. The vicious little communist isn't going to stop being a vicious little communist. All he understands is fear and pain. If you're in Tennessee and you're a vicious little communist monster, why aren't you afraid to go interrupt an official proceeding? Create an insurrection! Why do you feel comfortable doing that? You see, I'm tired of taking this personal responsibility thing and blasting the left with it when the right will never, ever, ever buck up and step up. Tennessee governor, Tennessee AG, why are every single one of these people not already locked in a cage? Why don't you hold them without trial for 800 days? And then when you finally bring a trial, why don't you way overcharge them just like they did to us? You know why you don't? Because you don't actually believe in personal responsibility. You believe in being a loser. You believe in losing politely. And that's why we are in such dire straits. It's not the communists. It's our own pathetic side that lacks the guts to do what is necessary to save this nation. We talk about the presidency. Is it going to be Trump or DeSantis? We got to beat Joe Biden. We can't even take care of our red states. The presidency? Call me when you take care of Tennessee. These trans activists should be afraid to do this in a red state. But they're not even a little bit afraid. And that ain't their fault. Whole daggone party, top to bottom, nationally, state, locally. Whole daggone party needs a male vitality stack from Chalk. Because very clearly, I talk all the time about the testosterone crisis in America, and Lord knows it is this crisis. You know what I figured out? I figured it out today when I watched those little monsters protest. You know what I figured out? I think it's the GOP that is artificially inflating the testosterone crisis numbers. I think the Democrats have more testosterone than the Republican leaders of this nation. I think the Republican leaders of the nation are artificially decreasing our testosterone stats. That's how embarrassing I find them to be. Whole freaking place needs a male vitality stack from Chalk. Yeah. You know what? You do too. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Guess we're going to have to make up for them. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. I'm not done on this. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and lest I forget, before I get back to my rant here, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I love that you're already ahead of the game now. The email inbox is already full of it. I haven't even mentioned it yet, in case you're new. All 3 hours on Fridays are Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Whatever you email in, whatever you ask me, I answer it. Doesn't have to be political, can be history, can be anything, whatever. It could be food, could be stupid. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Bring it. Give it to me. It's going to be a fun day tomorrow. Now back to what we're talking about here. I've decided we need to do a transplant. Now, I'm not a real doctor. I have barely any education at all. I'm actually quite stupid, but I play a doctor and I've decided it's time for a transplant. And here's the transplant we need. We're going to take blue state Republicans and we're going to raise a bunch of money and we're going to help all of them move into the red states. And we're going to take the red state elected leaders and we're going to move them into the blue states. Because the real truth is this. In red states like Texas, like South Carolina, like Tennessee, like Idaho, like Wyoming, like Kansas, like Nebraska, like South Carolina, the red states have the softest, most pathetic GOP infrastructure ever, with no balls to do anything that needs to be done. But, and what's amazing is these red state GOPs, and I know because I'm in a red state, they'll all the time point fingers and laugh at blue states, liberal New York! Or they'll say something like this. I hear this all the time. Maybe you've said it. Oh, I don't want these New Yorkers moving down to Texas. Don't bring your New York values here. Really? Because the most hardcore anti-communists I know are from New York. Did you know that? Why are they that way? Because they've been surrounded by filth their entire lives, and so they've gotten hard. In the meantime, if you're a Texas GOP elected representative, you've been surrounded by people who think like you, no real challenges. You don't even sadly have to worry about a primary challenge, which we'll get to that in a little bit. And now you're pillow soft. You stand for nothing. I can't believe I'm the only one out there saying today, I blame the Tennessee GOP for those trans. I don't blame the trans activists. They're always vicious little monsters. They'll be vicious little monsters tomorrow. It's your fault. And I'll take it a step further. Not only do I not care that they interrupted the Tennessee state legislature, I think it's funny. I hope it happens again. You know why I hope it happens again? Because clearly the GOP needs to be slapped and shaken awake. We talk about the presidency all the time. Trump, DeSantis, we gotta save the country. We can't even save Tennessee. We can't even save Tennessee, and you think you're going to save America? Put Trump in there. Put DeSantis back in there. Put whoever you want back in there. Ain't going to make any difference in the world until red states grow a pair. And right now, they don't have a pair. I'm not sure they have one. That's where we are right now as a nation. When you violate Democrat rules, when you violate Democrat space, they throw handcuffs on you, and they throw you in a dungeon. When you do it to the GOP, they say, this isn't who we are, guys. This should be calmer. You're right. It should be calmer. You know what'll calm it down? You know what'll prevent the next one? It's not going to be talking to them. It's not going to be reasoning with them. Throw handcuffs on them and throw them in a cage. Destroy their lives the way you destroy the January 6th lives. Watch this never happen again, ever. But you don't do it. The red state GOPs are too soft, and it embarrasses me, and it should embarrass all of us. It's pathetic. This is our fault. Personal responsibility? Yep. Learn it, GOP. This is on you. I've said it before. I said it before the election that when it comes to the FBI. What did I tell you? I'll blame the FBI for all the vicious things the FBI is doing right up until we give the GOP back the House. Then I blame the GOP. Now you're sitting there with the purse strings. Get the guts to defund them or stop whining. You got the power. Stop whining. Oh, you didn't think I was just going to stop with the GOP either. Let's have a little talk about the church. Because I've got something else to say. This last Sunday, took the fam to church in the morning. And we sat there and we heard a speech from the, not a speech, a sermon from the pastor. You know what he had to say? He talked a lot about love, tolerance. And he talked a lot about how the church doesn't really, you shouldn't really be listening to anybody or watching anybody that doesn't make you feel good. And hey, we don't get involved in Republican or Democrat. We just love Jesus here. I hear this all the time in this country, half the churches in this nation. We just turn the other cheek and we love Jesus. That's wonderful. I'm glad you love Jesus. That's the most important thing in the world. Good for you. Good for you. Do you want to hear what they think about you? Tell you what, I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. Before I play that for you, I do want you to remember that communist nations are not kind to their religious institutions. And when I say not kind, I mean, they reserve the most horrific punishments for those religions. Just hang on to that for a moment because I'm about to go off on this. Before I get to that, and don't forget, we got history coming up in a half hour. I want your dog to live as long as possible. I want my dog to live not only as long as possible, I want him to be as healthy as possible. We've all had dogs that have, as they've gotten older, they go blind. They lose their eyesight. They have all kinds of joint issues, gut problems. My buddy's going through this with his dog right now. I think he's 15 years old, so he's definitely getting up there. The dog can't see, runs into the door. It's just bad. I give Fred Rough Greens 2 times a day because I want Fred to live as long as possible, and I want him to live healthy, and he can't possibly do that without nutrition. And he doesn't get that nutrition from his dog food because the dog food is all dead. But I give him Rough Greens, all natural, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. Fred is going to live the longest, healthiest life I can possibly give him, and I thank you, Rough Greens, for it.
Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show history coming up a half hour from now? I don't even know if I'll get back to politics. No, I will, but I'm going to have a blast doing some history with you. You ready for that? Now, just a heads up, it's going to be on the Battle of Cannae, which I mentioned last night. I didn't know it was going to result in an outpouring of people yelling at me for not elaborating, so I will elaborate extensively tonight. Now, back to what we were talking about. In communist nations, they go after the religion of the nation because you must break people of whatever moral founding they have before they will ever accept a new religion like communism. In Soviet Union, it was obviously the Orthodox Church. Cambodia, China, Buddhist temples and places like that. Wherever it takes root, in Spain, it was the Catholic Church. Wherever it takes root, they do horrific things to the church. It's not just like they ban them or just stop people from going. They will carve your pastor up like a Thanksgiving turkey, and they'll do it on camera, and that's after they're done gang raping the nuns. And if that sounds too harsh for you, go experience it. They did it in Spain. They did it in Russia. This is what they do. I won't even describe what Mao was doing to the monks in China. This is what they do. This is, and now what you'll get in this country, as the LGBTQ demon mob whips itself up into a violent frenzy and declares open warfare on the Christian church, what you'll get is people like this. This is a pastor on television sitting there with some dude pretending he's a chick. Listen to this exchange.
This moral panic is now getting drag shows banned, even though that isn't trans.
No. And I think children are only unsafe at drag shows when a shooter shows up to kill them.
That's right.
That's where the threat is. I would challenge anyone just to get to know trans people. We are a vibrant, diverse community, as diverse as anyone else. You know, I'm from the great state of Texas. I served in the military. I go to church every Sunday. My faith is very important to me. But God made me in her image. God made me transgender. And to see these people so cynically weaponize this and exploit these children's deaths and their teachers' deaths, it breaks my heart. I wonder what those families are thinking right now.
What do you feel when you have somebody like Michael Knowles say at CPAC, we need to eradicate transgenderism, and when somebody like Tucker Carlson says that transgender people are at war with Christians?
I can't see Christ in their words. That's for damn sure. I can't see where the biblical principles of loving your neighbor and walking the walk with Christ that they can see. I can't see what they're seeing right now, because that's not of Christ. It's not.
Yeah, and I'll give you the last word.
I'll be stronger. This is anti-Christ.
Yes.
This is anti-gospel, anti-Christ. And so this is a false worship we're confronting here. We've got to confront it theologically,
yeah,
and not just politically.
Amen.
Politicians could do something if they wanted to. What's behind that is they are worshiping a false god, and they are literally sacrificing all our children.
I'm not even going to go off on his abuse of the word literally. I'm not doing that right now, Chris. Chris, I'm not doing it. I'm tempted. I'm not going to do it. But you know that they're coming for you, right? You pillow soft pastors out there giving your sermons on Sunday. We're not Democrat or Republican, guys. You know they're coming for you, right? We just had adorable 8 and 9 year old Christian kids massacred by one of these people. Would you like to hear what the White House press secretary had to say in the wake of an obvious attack on the Christian church? Do you want to hear what the President of the United States of America's spokesman had to say? Here's Corinne DiversityHire.
And one of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful, it is disturbing, and our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now. But
the heart goes out to the trans community as they're under attack. And yet we have, I can't seem to find a good church. I can't find one. I'm probably leaving mine again. I can't take it anymore. I can't take this patheticness in this country. It's embarrassing watching how the good guys cower and how the enemy is emboldened. I find it maddening. Now, let's move on. I can't wait to get to history because all this stuff is so bad. Oh, again, one more note on this. I love this headline from the Washington Post because it shows you what we're up against. The headline is Nashville shooting exploited by the right to escalate anti-trans rhetoric. This has been yet another example. Example number 1000 of the system. The system. Remember, all our institutions infected and taken over by the exact same religion. And because they're all now governed by the same religion, they all now work together at all times as one system. And the system only has one mission: protect the system itself. Because they're all in on it, they're all looting the treasury, they're all enjoying their takeover of this country like a bunch of ravenous hyenas. All that matters now is you protect the system. So it doesn't matter what the incident is. It could be a school shooting. It could be nuclear war. The system will only ever act in defense of itself. You saw this huge, Donald Trump's presidency really revealed this to you. It should be crystal clear now how each and every part of the system worked with other parts of the system to do what? To purge what they viewed as a threat to the system. That's what you saw. They locked shields and tried to purge and eventually succeeded in purging the threat to the system. Get him out. You see the same thing in the wake of some tranny nutball shooting up a children's school. Shooting up a children's school, as if there's another kind. Shooting up a Christian school. What's the system do? It immediately senses a threat. Uh-oh. This might bring focus on the fact that dudes who think they're chicks and chicks who think they're dudes actually just need mental help and counseling and assistance. It might threaten that. So what do? Immediately, every part of the system, from the Washington Post to the press secretary, all of them, they lock shields to protect the system itself. They lock shields and protect it until the threat is gone or the threat is passed. Our side? Well, we turn the other cheek. Now, probably not an opportune time to do the whole I was right about something thing, but part of the problem, huge part of the problem on the right, is we don't understand what time it is. We don't. Do you remember when I went off on that rant, and I was actually going off on Trump about it because he called for people to protest? And I said, that's a selfish thing to do. It's a horrible way to treat your supporters because they'll do it. You remember when I said this, Chris? Play it.
Don't show up in New York City to protest on Donald Trump's behalf. You can be mad. You can fly your Trump flag. You can protest in your red area. You can post on social media. But if you show up in New York City with communist DAs, communist cops, communist FBI, communist judges, and communist jurors ready to throw you in federal prison for the next 10 years after they entrap you that day, frankly, you're so stupid you deserve to go to prison.
Headline, Trump supporter protesting Manhattan DA probe charged with menacing and harassment. One of these days, y'all are going to start listening to me. Understand what time it is. Wake up and realize what time it is. You are not living in the America you want to live in. Let's exist in the real world. Stay out of New York City with your protest. You want to go to New York City? Fine. You know, I live and die for New York City. Go see the Statue of Liberty. Eat a sidewalk hot dog called Dirt Water Dogs. Go do a mafia tour. Go do all the wonderful things you can do in New York City. If you bring your political protest there, no matter who orders you to do it, you're a moron who deserves to go to jail. Wake up. Realize what time it is. Gosh, I'm all salty tonight, Chris. I don't know what the deal is. It was that protest in the Tennessee House that set me off. I looked at it and all I saw was GOP weakness. It blew me away. All right.
Now, let's do one more little thing on accountability, and then we're going to get on to some history, all right? But first, let's make sure we are personally protected, because you're not going to save America if you get murdered by a street criminal tonight. Neither is your daughter, or your son, or your wife, or your mom, or your dad, or your husband. Does the person you love the most, does everyone you love the most, carry something on them at all times that will allow them to protect themselves? And look, I've got an event I have to go to tonight after the show. I am going to have two things on me at all times, like I do at all times. I am going to have a weapon, and I'm going to have my Hero Arrow. I carry the Hero Arrow more now just because it fits in my pocket a little easier. The wife likes it better because it fits in her purse a little better, but they're both great. Hero Gun, Hero Arrow gives me non-lethal options. Her non-lethal options, but debilitating options. It will stop a very bad man from doing very bad things to the person you love. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Why aren't you already on the phone? Actually, forget that. Go to the website. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let us do remember the blessing of living in a nation that has been free for 1,000 years.
Across our country have framed the flame of liberty and fanned it and started to flicker in Athens 1,000 years ago, and now it burns brightly here.
I don't think Joe Biden should talk about Athens. I don't think Joe Biden... Well, look, you know what? I shouldn't speak out of turn. I forgot his real name is Joe Bidenopoulos.
The nickname I got early on when I won by 3,200 votes for the Senate seat when I was 29 years old is because started calling me Joe Bidenopoulos because, oh, you think I'm kidding? I'm not joking, am I? I'm not joking because of the overwhelming support from the Greek American community.
It is remarkable. We've talked about it before, how easy lying is for him. He's a student of the Persian culture. He went to a black church. He's Joe Bidenopoulos. He's just, these people, they really don't have any soul left. They do not. They don't have any soul left. Hi, Jesse. Everyone's talking about the shooter in Nashville being trans. I think people are missing the big picture. The person was a communist soldier who went on a mission to a suicide bomber, as far as I'm concerned. I'm worried this is just the start, and we're going to see more of this. Not just trans people, but climate nuts and all the various degenerates the communists uses as pawns. That's the way I see it, and hopefully I'm overstating it, but what do you think? Buenas tardes, and his name is Kyle. Kyle?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes back to you. Well, of course that's what they're doing. Always remember, and this is not what history is going to be about here in 10 minutes, but always remember, we've talked about it before. You think of, when we look at, when we think about communism and communist atrocities in the past, what many people picture in their mind, maybe what you're picturing right now is this, some tough looking Russian soldier lining people up against the walls and shooting people in the face. And of course that happened. There was plenty of that. But what people don't really understand and they don't grasp at all was what the Cultural Revolution looked like in China. When Mao began his own genocide, Mao's Red Guard, they weren't a bunch of burly Chinese dudes. It was all the students. It was teenagers. Pol Pot, when his communists took over Cambodia and he proceeded to execute 25% of his nation. You might be picturing in your head some hardened Cambodian warrior out there. 14 years old. 15 years old. Those were the foot soldiers he used. Nasty, vicious little people without fully developed brains out there beating people to death to save bullets. That's the reality of it. You think about college students today. Like today, again, back to this protest from today. And you'll hear people all day today roll, oh, these crazy college kids. Oh, look at these weird freaks. No, they are weird freaks and they are crazy college kids. You understand that that's the exact same psychological profile as some Khmer Rouge soldier beating someone to death in S-21 prison, right? every one of those students would participate in that without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. Of course they're going to activate these people against their political enemies. That's been half the point of creating so many of these people. You create them, and then you take that little weapon you have, and you aim it at your political enemies to help you gain more power. Of course it is. But let's pause on this for a moment and go to this really quickly. You're paying too much money. And not only that, you're paying it to companies, private companies, who are also participating in all this vicious nonsense out there. All these cultural issues we face, all this endless LGBTQ demon mob stuff and everything else, it's pushed and pushed and pushed by corporate America. And you're paying them to do it. If you have Verizon, you have AT&T, you have T-Mobile, you are funding the trans activist movement in the nation. Wrap your mind around that. Yeah, you don't have to. You can keep the same great 5G network as one of the big guys, save a fortune, how about $1,000 a year in your pocket, and support a company that actually loves you, loves your values, a company that actually partners with veteran suicide organizations to save veteran lives. You know that's pure talk, right? Same network, great coverage, U.S. customer service. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. One more thing, as long as we're on the personal responsibility kick, because then I'm walking away from politics for a while, and I'm going to do a history segment. But one more thing on this. Headline, 3 years on, New York leaders still not held to account for deadly nursing home order from COVID. This is from the New York Post. And I've got to be honest with you, you can't be serious with that. Still not held to account. The voters of New York have had how many elections since then? And they chose not to hold any to account. Again, personal responsibility. Someone should hold them to account. We can't even show up at the polls and vote out the people who harmed us, who wronged us over and over and over again. We can't be bothered to get involved enough in politics to care enough to jettison the people who did this to us. Andrew Cuomo killed 15,000 New Yorkers, and New Yorkers ran right to the polls and voted all Democrat once again. No one's been held to account? Well, voters, go take a long, hard look in the mirror. If you're looking for someone who can hold them accountable, it's you. Well, I've always voted Democrat. Okay, well then, don't ask for accountability. Sorry, I just vote Democrat no matter what. My dad did. He was in the Union and loved JFK. Well, your dad's dead and so's JFK. Right now, communists have taken over and you're the one enabling it. It's your fault. Stop being stupid. And I actually had somebody tell me today, Jesse, this isn't the way. You shouldn't talk to people like this, because I was hammering on the low-T GOP in red states and I was hammering on Democrats in blue states. You shouldn't be telling people they're stupid and they're lazy. No, you don't understand. You don't understand at all. America has had mommy telling them that they're totally fine and it's not their fault. And you just haven't been talked to nice enough yet. Hey, we just haven't been nice. You haven't been nice enough to me yet. Mommy time is over. Dad is here now. And daddy is here telling you, stop being stupid and lazy and stop blaming other people for your problems. If you're living in New York and you're angry that nobody has been held to account and you go vote Democrat every single election, you're the moron who should have held them accountable. You chose not to. Now you get to enjoy your communism. Sorry about your gas stoves. And I don't have to sugarcoat that for you or powder your butt for you about it. Now that's enough of that. Because I'm ready for history. You ready for history, Chris? I'm ready for history. We're walking away from politics for a little bit. I'll be back later to talk about all kinds of the tranny manifesto and all that other stuff. Just hang on. It's time for some fun.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday,
normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.